He knew very tifa zachna haman. But the problem is that the higher he went, he lost his katnas. He lost his simplicity. He became kule gaiva. He was off the ground. That's why he was hung later, off the ground. Amalek is the klip in a yid. So when he feels a bit of godless, pasnish for him to do chesed, pasnish for him to talk nicely to somebody, pasnish for him to do ke'ilu, little mitzvahs. He's too busy with big things. That's Amalek. And therefore we see a pol digazach. Where did Amalek come and wage war with Klal Yisrael? In between Kriyas Yamsuf, Zer Keli Vanveyu. So in between Kriyas Yamsuf, which is Zer Keli Vanveyu, and in between Mamad Asina, the two greatest events L'choir that we have in Yiddish history, at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, in between Kriyas Yamsuf and Mamad Asina, that's when Amalek came. Amalek comes at times of godless, and he says, now that you're entering a phase of godless, forget about the katnas. Forget about the avoid of tata tata. And that gives Mordechai Goimek to the moshel that Rashi brings. There at the end of B'Shalach, in Vayimena Amalek came, Rashi sends a moshel to a son who's on his father's shoulders. And then eventually he forgets that he's on his father's shoulders. And he asks, where's his father? And his father throws him off. Same bechinu with Klal Yisrael. Why dafka that moshel? Why dafka that moshel of a son and a father? A son and a father's shoulders? Could have found another parallel moshel. But the answer is, according to what we're saying, Heinei Natvarim with the Meredik HaTifkait. Klal Yisrael were raised high, on the shoulders, like a child who's raised high. And a person's raised high, he can forget about the Tata Tata. He can forget about the Katnas, the Tata Tata. And then he asks somebody, where's his father? He doesn't even realize. He doesn't feel a connection anymore to the simple avoida, to the simplicity. It's not simple, it's the simplicity, the pshitas of a person, the pashtas of tata tata. When he loses that, then he falls into the hands of Ayova Malik Velochem Yisrael Berfidim. However high a yid goes, Mekubalim always said that after all the kavanas atfilas, after all they prepare themselves with all the kavanas ashemas, the ik of the tefillah, after all that, is to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zevi Akind. That's the blend of Torah and tefillah. That's Mechias Amalek. Mordechai was Adam Godel Banokim. Mordechai Tzadik. And when Haman came to take Mordechai, he found Mordechai learning with children, with thousands of children. Why children? Because the child is the Mechias Amalek. The Cheshivas, the Yiddishkeit gives, the Chinuch Habonim. The chashivas, the dogish, the Yiddishkeit gives, to how much we have to put into the chinuch of our children, to teach them, to have patience with them, to teach them simple things. That's the greatest Mechias Amalek. The pashtus and the pshitas of a child, the tmimus of a child, is something that Yiddishkeit looks up to very much. Haman could have said, what are you wasting your time? You want an anshek nes agdoyle? Why are you teaching little children? Find a cheder rabbi for that. That's Mechias Amalek. And Taka, Mibnei Bonav Shal Haman Nom Dutoy Mibnei Brak, Umanu Rib Shmuel Bashilas. Shmuel Bashilas was a Melamed Tanoikas. Haman's Enikel, the biggest Nakoma to Haman was that his Enikel was a Melamed Tanoikas. His Enikel gave Chashivas to small things, to Pshitas. That's why Purim, his Torah and Tefillah, is the blend of Torah and Tefillah. And Purim, Wa'isik in small things, Shlachmonas, Ishlereyum, Atonis Levyoinim. All the things that you wouldn't normally find a big lump busy with. At the same time, on the same day that we came of a kibla, we were makabel Torah Shebaal Peh. We understand the chashivas of what it means for a child to call out to Tata. We understand how in that way, when it comes to tefillah, we're all kinderlich calling out to our Tata. That's the Yisod of Purim. That's the Yisod of Torah, came of a kibla, and leich knoises kol ayehudim. Bring the Yidin back to their pshitas, to the calling out, take them to the Beis HaKnesses, and daven some Tata. That calls Mechias Amalek. That's the smichas of the Nes of Purim to Pesach. Pesach is a mitzvah of Gadol Labincha. Arizal writes that the Iker Hasogas of a person is Leil Seder. The Iker Gadol Samoichin that comes to a person is Leil Seder. And on that Leil Seder is a mitzvah of Gadol Labincha. And if he's in Mekai mitzvah of Gadol Labincha with the Kavanas Arizal, he's not Mekai in the mitzvah. He has to teach his son Kipshitas, Dam, Tzafardei, Akinim, Paraya, Rosha. At the same time, Boy Bishah, that the person is getting the greatest Hasagas, he has to be Mekayim a mitzvah with the greatest simplicity of a mitzvah we got to Talabincha. That's the beauty of Yiddishkeit. We don't lose our Pshitas. We don't lose our Pshitas. With all the Hoichkeit that we have, we don't lose our Pshitas. Kachbaruch is still our Tata. And we're still calling out to him like a Tata. That's the Mechias Amalek. And that's the beginning that Torah and Tefillah come together.